Hey, what's going on, Stuff? Huge fan. So I'm running into a bit of an issue here, a bit of an identity crisis. I'm 21, about to turn 22, and, you know, done some soul searching, and I've realized I'm bisexual.
Nice.
I've kind of come out to myself, but nobody else yet. And I'm trying to navigate a way I can pull that up to my girlfriend without it kind of blowing up my life. Some context, my girlfriend and I have been dating for almost 5 years this year. You know, we're in a really good relationship.
Five
we both
years.
Really enjoy each other, and we plan on staying in a relationship. We're obviously pretty serious, but it's kind of hard to bring that up. You know,
can you just pause there, for a second?
There's no easy way to say this, but it's
I get
five
why
years,
scared, but I also think that there's a way to do this.
Of course, there is, but let me. Here's my gut reaction to the first part of this question, and maybe it gets addressed later. He says he's 22. He's been dating somebody for 5 years. He just found out he's bisexual, and he wants to stay in a relationship with this woman. You started dating when you were fucking 16.
That part of your life is you are I mean, the fact that they've stayed together that long, and hopefully they both still feel the same way about each other. Like, obviously he loves this woman.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, to grow through that whole metamorphosis from 16 to 22, I mean, that is, like, literally you are a different person.
Yeah, no, it's insane. So, my gut feeling is you're a gay man, and you have a really good friend that let you fuck her for 5 years. But I don't want to be biphobic, and let's finish the question. And you also could just be a bi man who has a cool friend that was, you know, because like, he wants to get a little cock. But
if you're bi, like, why do you need to bring it up? That's what I, you know what I'm saying? Like, here's the thing. I'm a hetero man. I'm sorry. But
give us some time.
But if you're,
podcast isn't over.
It's a spectrum. Or whatever. But if you're bi and you're in a happy relationship with one of the two sides, like, what does it matter then is my point, I guess.
I think because they're so different that it's like, you know, it's like, you know, if you fucking...
Because that means you're just going to say, I want to fuck someone else, though.
Because it's like, either way. Exactly. It's like, I definitely want to, especially if this guy hasn't fucked a guy, you know, it's like, come on, he's got to suck a little cock.
Sure.
But let's hear him out. Let's hear the whole thing. Even though,
like,
it's a little long.
If I sit her down and be like, hey, I know that we've been in love and having amazing sex for 5 years, and if
nice.
That taught me anything, it's that I think I want to also suck cock. So I'm having a bit of an identity crisis here. I'm like,
very
well,
nice.
I'm already in kind of a heteronormative relationship. You know, my grandpa was a Vietnam vet. My dad was an Air Force vet. And just kind of the environment that I'm in isn't necessarily one that's super accepting of that anyways.
Sure.
But kind of living with this kind of secret that I've known about myself for a pretty long time anyways is starting to weigh on me. And I, you know, I feel like I owe it to my girlfriend to at least tell her. And I feel like she'd be very supportive. Like, it's not like I want to even have sex with somebody else besides her or be in a relationship with somebody else besides her.
So
I'm just kind of struggling on how to bring up this piece of my identity that is, you know, so important to me, even though I've kind of convinced myself it's contextually unnecessary given the way my life is set up right now, being in, you know, I'm a pretty straight passing dude anyway, but I won't lie, it kind of definitely is starting to gnaw away at me, especially now I'm becoming a little bit of a young adult.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to get your advice on that. I figured it'd be kind of an interesting kind of question to bring up. Thank you. Love the show. Keep it up.
So I think this is kind of simple, actually.
Okay, let's
like
hear
he's
it.
Like, if this was a less intense, like you said, the time frame in which they've been together, that's an intense time frame. He's scared of, like, losing this person in any capacity. And so he thinks if he were to bring this up to her, she'll get freaked out and he won't have her anymore. And he doesn't want that. But he just wants, it's like a kink thing for him. So I think you could ease into this because you are so comfortable with this person in the dirty talk department, blah, blah, blah. Like, make it seem like you'd bring in a cock for her.
No, this is horrible.
Well,
this is horrible advice.
You both suck a cock together.
You're like, whoa.
Can't you share the experience?
Hey, this is pretty good. you're like, well, I thought I was fully straight, but this is pretty awesome.
You suck. I feel like
what you turned me gay. I wasn't bi before this, bitch. It's the cock I brought in for you that turned me gay.
No. I'm just saying.
Can you leave?
I'm just saying, what better way to do that than to share it with her?
That is true. And look,
want to suck a cock together? I don't know. Is that crazy?
And maybe that is, you know, and this is big. This is actually big because, you know, I definitely, in my dream scenario, I have a wife that fucks girls.
Yes.
And every once in a while, to treat ourselves, we get a little pussy as a unit, right? But I like the idea that this would go the other way.
Sure.
I mean, that's not celebrated enough. The bi man with a straight woman who gets a little extra cock herself.
Baby, I love you. You're my everything. The sex is great, but like, what if we just both sucked a dick
together? Yeah, that sounds kind of romantic.
Yeah.
Lady sure. and the Tramp started his balls. And then you start his balls, she starts at the head. You guys meet in the middle and kiss.
Yeah. You have a great jizz-filled kiss at the end. Sharing a deep...
Yeah, no, they do. Instead of spaghetti, it's cum.
Yeah.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.